This is Allie Marshall talking to Agent 23. He's about to release an adult and teen album called Monkey Wrench. It's an evolution from both his work with GFE and as kid-hop artist Secret Agent 23 Skidoo. Here he talks about the album's genesis, guest artists, and the meaning of positive music. Clips heard on this podcast are from the tracks Vagabond, Shooting Star, Better Way, and Rusto Bombs.
Dig the snapshot, you in a black top. Shoulder of the road, on your shoulder is a load. Backpack, feel like jetpack when you carry that. Life limitless as the road that you're staring at. Feeling like Kerouac / Morrison. Learning how to stretch bucks like accordions. Freudian slips through the poetry your mind speaks. You find peace, it appears like mountain peaks. When the fog clears, oil and cogs and gears. Now time slips by in dog years. It's a blur like coffee stirred, but your thoughts merge all your hurt.
How you were talking about the evolution of your writing and producing style. From making music as Skidoo, and I was really curious about how doing the Skidoo stuff has affected what you're doing just as Agent 23.
Yeah, it's funny, because I've talked to other, kids seen about this too, and just from like a writing style, it's kind of like you think, or at least I thought going into doing kids' music, that it would be like a limiting thing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, obviously in some ways it was, but in other ways, it's kind of like, it was very, like, what I've found through both that and through this, and I think that it's kind of a good thread that ties them together, is that, limits can be more freeing and more, like, creative than anything. Like, mm-hmm. And once I realized that and started talking to some other artists about it, they were like, oh, yeah, totally, like, you didn't know, you know? And they're like, the most stifling thing in the world is absolute freedom. And if you actually, self-impose limits on something for a project, then that will somehow, like, the pressure of that will, turn the work into a diamond somehow. Like, yeah. The pressure of it, like, you having to go there means that you're not going to say the first thing that comes to your mind because right. It's not going to work. So you have to, like, really refine each thought that you put into it. So, like, I found that's true with the kids' music. And then I found that, the self-imposed limits of this album is the same thing. Even though the self-imposed limits of this album were, like, a lot different because, obviously some of them are same, like, obviously I can't swear and I'm not going to talk about, like, getting drunk or something. But beyond that, one of the projects of this was, like, not really to talk about myself that much. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that I found from the kids' music, too. Like, I'm, hip-hop is usually, like, very self-centered in that way. Like, most rappers rap about themselves, yeah. Like, overwhelmingly. In kids' music, that can't really work. And, I'm kind of, like, I mean, it's got its place, and I love a good battle rap for sure, but it's, like, I'm kind of sick of, like, the one-sidedness of that, because I think hip-hop is, like, an art form where you can tell a whole lot of stories and where there's a whole lot of different takes on it and a lot of angles and, a lot of concepts that can be used. And I feel like most people kind of just do the same thing, which is talk about themselves. Yeah. But so this time, like Adam Strange, he went through a whole period where he's like, I try to never use the word I in a rhyme. And I think that a lot of that is kind of what I'm trying to get with both of these albums, where it's like, I want to tell stories, which that came a lot from the kids' music because, I went into kids' music being like, well, kids love to hear stories. Well, I think everybody loves to hear stories, really.
Yeah.
And so especially if you can get something that's interesting to people, like the one about the sleep herder or the zombie song,
Yeah.
It's like that stuff is really interesting, and rap is a great format for that since there's so many words in it,
So you think you'll be doing this when you're 60?
Well, no, I think the hip-hop is kind of growing and the possibilities of it are growing. There was definitely one point at which I was like, well, shit, man, I can't imagine myself as, like, a 50-year-old rapper. But then I think, like, why not, really? Like, I mean, Tom Waits is killing it.
Yeah.
And Tom Waits is essentially, like, a storyteller that has this, like, old, grizzled, wise personality. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, yeah, I can't see myself as, like, a rapper in the mainstream, here I am with your average stage show coming out trying to do that thing. But I don't know, me as somebody who tells stories and, writes rhythmic poetry and, like, performs that for people, I don't really see a ceiling on it like I once did,
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm starting to also understand that what I'm really into, as much as I'm into, like, the whole funk aspect of it, which I totally am, but also I'm just really into storytelling, so, I'm trying to open up some new avenues for that.
If you had one wish and a genie asked what you want, would you know or not? Do you know what you'd say if you have 5 minutes to talk on the phone to God? If you got to a bridge, only your honest soul could cross. Would you go or stop?
If you don't know who you are, life will smash you apart in a flash like a shooting star.
It's the demon slayer back from the pits of hell. Stop by heaven for a shower so my pets don't smell. 100 years as a wizard doing tricks.
What I do is I collect sounds and loops. And mostly now I collect them from, you know, artists around here.
Yeah.
Because I used to, you know, chop up records and everything, which is great, and I still really enjoy doing that because, once again, it's like the limitations of that create a whole new sound because it has to be exactly right, so that's cool.
Yeah.
And it's got, you know, just a real 90s hip-hop flavor to it anyway. So you can have the idea from the beginning. You're not limited by the records like that. And you can say, like, wow, you know who plays, like, a really awesome tremolo guitar? You know, Matt Williams does, you know, and, like, you know who's got, like, a really great funk sound is the Asheville Horns, you know, and you bring all that stuff together, put all those sounds in, you know, and, like, I usually come up with an idea first and say, you know, this is the emotion of this song, this is what this is about, you know, and then we knock that out, and then I take all those pieces, and then I get to, like, chop them all up, and it's beautiful because mm-hmm. I have a bunch of stuff that already goes with itself, you know, it's like, it's all in the right tune,
yeah.
It's all in the right key, it's all in the right tempo, and so then it's real easy for me to, like, re-chop it up and do stuff with it, you know, bring things in and out and all that.
So do you get all these people together and, like, record a piece of music, and then you take that and chop it up?
Is yeah, pretty much. I usually do it at Echo Mountain, and, like, sometimes I'll come in with, like, a drum track already done. Sometimes I'll come in with a drum track and a melody. Sometimes I'll come in with no more than an idea, you know, and then we'll take all those pieces, and then I take all those pieces, chop them up, use some, don't use some, you know. I try to get, you know, way more than what I want so that I have options, but I've gotten pretty good at kind of knowing when I have it, you know,
when
we have enough.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a lot of repeat offenders on this that was from the Skidoo projects for sure. Asheville Horns are all over everything always because they're awesome.
Tell me about how you met some of the people. It seems like there must be some great stories there. Like,
yeah, man.
Or whoever.
P-Funks are, well, Soul Live and P-Funk are the oldest people, the oldest friends on there, really. And that's Soul Live, Eric Krasno, the guitar player of Soul Live. I'm not sure if he went to college at the same college, but definitely grew up in the same area as Josh Blake. And so, you know, when we started playing a lot up in Northampton, Josh Blake knew him. And so a lot of times, you know, he would come and hang out or maybe sit in, or, you know, one time Lettuce opened up for us. Or maybe we opened up for them, I'm not even sure. But anyway, like, you know, we know him from way back then, way before Soul Live ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, we were all at, when Soul Live came and played at the Emerald Lounge when it was Natural Mystic to, like, 20 people, you know. But so we know him from back then, and, you know, over the time he'd given me a couple of beats here and there. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, man, first of all, these beats are hot. I mean, that dude just breathes funk. And second of all, you know, it's like, it's just, I love where he's at. I love all the music he's doing and everything. So it's good to have him on there. And then P-Funk, we know from way back at the very beginning of GFE, like, we were doing that. We had a friend that had connections to a studio in Atlanta, so we went in there. That was called Green Onions. And that was, like, our first time ever being in a real studio. And in a lot of ways, like, it really solidified us as a group because it went from just kind of like, hey, we like to freestyle and, you know, have shows for free beer and this and that.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, our friend's like, well, why don't you come in the studio and record some stuff? And we're like, all right. And we were actually, like, in the van on the way down writing probably our first 3 or 4 songs that were real songs, you know. We're just like, we better write something because we're in the studio today, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And that studio was run by Steve Boyd, who's the person that sings on there. And, you know, that's all P-Funk family. Gift of Gab, I pretty much met, well, I haven't even actually met him, to be honest, like, since we've started making music together, and this is our third song together, but we, you know, in all that time, haven't, like, shook hands or anything, like, it's all been over the, you know, over the computer and over the phone, but that's because of the Big Ol' Nasty Get Down, which is a project that a lot of people are involved in. Booty Band's heavily involved in it, P-Funk's involved in it. It's, like, a huge project that's going to come to fruition here, and hopefully this year or the next year, but I remixed a remix of a track that Kendra was on. Kendra's the one from P-Funk there, the girl that sings on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time how I met her. And then I remixed that song and put three, you know, made the beat for it, chopped it up, and then put 3 raps on it. And then they called me back later and they're like, hey, do you mind if we take out your middle verse and put Gift of Gab on this? That's like, no, I don't mind that at all, you know? And so then I was like, I'll tell you what, I don't mind that at all, but you got to give me his connections, you know? So they gave me his information. I called him up and, you know, negotiated something so that he would put a verse down on the Skidoo album and on this album. So it was kind of a 2-for-1 price.
Check it out. I'm loving the life I live. It's nice in a crib with a wife and kid. Think about what I might have did. Saw the wrong road, took a right instead. I might be dead, I might be cursed with a life that's worse than a ride in a hearse. A life that really ain't got no soul. Man, that'd be impossible. I rock and roll, walking tall. Rather be outside than a shopping mall. Job ain't done to the curtain fall. You don't work it off, that don't work at all. Trust me, I tried it, dog. Not talking right or wrong. But if you stand still, this big world keep moving right along. Your life is
I mean, positive is a really funny word.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you.
One thing that I've really, because this album, you know, I've been really trying to formulate what that means, you know. I'm not even going to get into the conscious thing, but, like, as far as positive music, what does positive mean? And it's like, I think a lot of people think of it wrong, and they think that positive means happy, you know. And yeah. I don't think that that's it at all. I think that, like, positive has more to do with, like, your life evolving towards something that you want it to be. And, like, okay, for instance, if you're a heroin addict and then you quit, those first few days are not going to be happy at all. They're going to suck, you know, yeah. But that's still a positive move. So positivity is not always about happiness at all, but maybe it's toward the eventual fulfillment of the way that you want your life to be, you know, positive change.
Well, I felt like that the better way, like, you really talk about it a lot.
Yeah. That's the most bald-faced song on the album, for sure.
It's pretty straightforward.
You know, the thing is that, like, hip-hop lovers are like wine connoisseurs, you know? It's like they will be mad at something that's not in the right taste, you know?
Yeah.
They'll be really, really angry about it, you know? And so, you know, it's important, I think, as much in hip-hop, it's like you can experiment as much as you want, but you better be doing it right. Because even if you have a good experiment, but it sounds whack, like, nobody's even going to give you the time of day at all. Hip-hop tells a story, you know, mm-hmm. And even though before I said that, you know, I think that it's very repetitive the way that hip-hop is usually one person talking about himself, the thing is that self is usually the avatar in a story, you know? And so, you know, of course, you know, 50 Cent sells, so does Al Pacino, you know? And that's really what's going on there is, like, the American public wants to be thrilled, and it's very hard to make, like, harmonious situations thrilling, you know? It's like making a beautiful day out with your family, having a picnic by a waterfall, like, that can make a really great indie folk song. You know, but like that as a rap song is probably gonna suck. So instead, you make the song about, you know, something exciting.
Yeah.
People like it. You know?
Yeah.
That's been a lot of, that's been some of the challenges I've been trying to deal with on this is like making positivity or making, you know, making something exciting that's not what I consider to be degrading, mm-hmm. You know?
The show must go on, especially when everything just goes wrong. When he turns to dust, you're gone. Till then, trust life like you trust your mom.